an Aborigine.
Just one more source of baking flour.
His fake Aborigine flour only costs $360 a kilo.
To feed the population.
Peter Dutton!
Tick tock, tick tock. The clock's ticking, nothing's happened.
I've been so busy!
There's nothing that says cost of living crisis more than taking my fake freeloading renter fiancé out on a taxpayer-funded date. Oh, don't we make a glamorous couple? Although I'm still learning how to wear a tie properly.
No credibility.
Now, I didn't invite this traitor to the big night out. Let's face it, they're not allowed to dress up in women's clothes anyway. So what's the point? So I had a chat to Jodie, and she said she'd wear a doona cover to next year's event. So I looked like I was diverse and inclusive.
He's a child in a man's body.
Not everybody is as glamorous as my freeloading renter girlfriend. In fact, these two specimens made my tiny little turtle's head crawl back into its shell. Oh, and Dr. Anne is single-handedly ending violence against women by wearing this dress. Although the stupid cow might want to get back to the Middle East and tackle the problem there first. And now I did have to have a chat to Bill and remind him that it wasn't the best idea to parade his daughter's tits around in front of a convicted drug smuggler.
Sick. Choking and anal sex.
Well, I guess the NDIS is fixed now because you've got some spare time to parade around with your daughter's tits hanging out. Now get your scab-infested head back to work.
I'll build people's living standards up.
Happy NAIDOC Week, everybody.
Oh, she's gonna break.
Where else in the world can you see such impressive taxpayer-funded indigenous beer guts? You better keep out of the sun, fella. You might get a touch of sunburn.
Some of you are the wrong colour.
Oh, NAIDOC Week is so exciting. It gives all the schools a chance to indoctrinate the kiddies with all the fake information and to tell them how much they should hate their own country.
Were we the world's first agriculturalists?
No.
NAIDOC Week gives all Australians, even the white ones, a chance to show their respect to our Aboriginal elders. Congratulations to Auntie Dulcie. Although I will have a chat to the organisers next year to make sure the winners look a little bit more black.
You are the wrong colour.
I think you might be right this time, Noel. Nothing says NAIDOC Week more than a curfew.
As the Red Centre emerges from its first night of a snap three-night curfew, Indigenous leaders are calling for greater focus on the underlying issues behind violent incidents.
What do you mean? Ask Jacinta for advice. That would make me look like the failure that I am. Let's go out for some pizza, Mum. Oh, you can't, love. The window's been smashed in again for NAIDOC Week. Oh, sorry, buddy. It looks like there's a bit of a weight on your capricciosa. But don't worry, everybody. Auntie Selfie has been working day and night on how to colour coordinate her clothing to match her earrings for her next photo shoot. Maybe Auntie Linda could give this creature some fashion tips. How long do they have to wait? Well, I guess they'll have to wait for as long as it takes Auntie Prada to change into her next outfit.
12 new protected areas is something that will benefit First Nations people as well as the broader community.
Maybe you could start by protecting Alice Springs You lazy Indigenous First Nations loafer. Vote yes!
No.
Under Labour's plan, people will earn more and they'll get to keep more of what they earn. Unless they're Aboriginal.
What do we need to change?
Hey everyone, I'm here with Penny Sharp and Linda Burney, and today we have just opened our next community battery at Bexley North, and this one is attached to an EV charger as well. We're getting on with the renewable rollout.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear, Camelhead. But nobody's going to use this once Peter Dutton gets his nuclear power plant up and running. That's your cue to speak, retardo.
This means so much for the people of Bexley. Renewable energy is the way forward.
Oh, Chris, can you have a chat to this Indigenous spastic and maybe tell her to ease off on the grog before she makes one of these bullshit propaganda videos?
Renewable energy.
None at all.
Energy.
You're drunk.
Oh, you stupid bowlhead, it's NAIDOC week. You're supposed to be taking pictures with Aborigines.
You are the wrong colour.
Oh, I know, Noel. I'll have a word to her.
It's great to be here at the Olivio Tourist Park. Olivio Tourist Park has reduced their bills and their emissions with some help from the federal government.
Oh, stop spreading misinformation, you dwarf-headed snake mouth.
Let's talk about housing, Prime Minister.
Do you want to... Yeah, I think you've had your say.
Now, it's only taken me half a year to finally get around to stamping out all the hateful racism that's taken over the country.
Grow a backbone.
Members of the Jewish community whose children are worried about wearing their school uniform because I was too gutless to say anything that might hurt these camel jockeys' feelings. So I just let them do whatever the hell they like. But the real reason I let these cowheads carry on for as long as they did is because I've got a secret man crush on Yasha. Crack a half a fat. Cease fire now!
Hamas is an organisation that exists in the region that we are talking about.
Surely you're able to say whether you'd like to see them gone.
And I'm also too gutless to call out any politicians who actually hate Australia, especially the ones with necks and chins like this.
I'm very pleased to be part of a team that recognises not only the great strength that we have in our multiculturalism.
Oh, crap! I thought I buried this dickhead in the foundations of one of my housing projects.
Where our diversity is recognised as a great strength.
Oh, put a sock in it, pencil dick! Diversity is rooting every Western civilisation on the face of the planet. And do something about your tie, you inbred dork. The cost of everything is going up. Gee, I wonder what Leatherface has been up to. I haven't seen much of her mean and nasty bullying witch's head around the office for a while.
We have the lowest gender pay gap on record. We have record women's participation.
I guess that's just participation for women who haven't been bullied to death. Tax cuts!
Hi, it's Katie Gallagher here, and it's the 1st of July, which is the good news that Labor's tax cuts will be kicking in from today.
That's wonderful, Katie, but don't tell them that inflation's going to eat up any savings they get. And Katie, stop putting the camera so close to your face. We don't want our voters to bring up last night's lasagna.
No, I did not mislead the parliament. That's a full-out lie.
For the love of God, I forgot it was NAIDOC week. Somebody find me a black baby before Thomas Mayo finds out.
What you talking about?
Oh, that's more like it. Oh, geez, I haven't seen four heads like that since I picked Toto up from the pound. I'm the Prime Minister.
This is Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. How are you?
Why don't you get your stinking ass up to Alice Springs instead of parading around taking selfies?
That's offensive.
I've done all the dumb things.
Just get out of the way. I've been shoveling in the car. Cheaper electricity. There is a cost of living crisis.
Baby Otto. Baby Otto.
It's fucking nuclear, you prick!
Okay, that's all I've got time for today. People just don't realise how hard my job is. And I'm doing everything I can to lower inflation and help the cost of living. He should stop with all the photo op and just do his day job. Happy NAIDOC week, everybody!
What you talking about, Willis?
That's just not fair.
Bruce Springsteen! Bruce Springsteen!
And I've listened to people who are all saying...
Cutting people's toes off with a bolt cutter was rather puffy.
Peter Dutton.